Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Especially after he had just given you four outs, what made you confident in going to Diaz for six there?
When I made the decision to go to him in the eighth, I wanted my best guy against their best hitter there. And then, you know, let it play out. And then once he got through that eighth with 11 pitches, that's when I was like, probably going to send him back out. So check with him. He's like, I'm good. I say, okay, this is your game. And then I'll be right behind him, you know, pumping him up. But I knew I was going to keep him short. I had Stanek there. And then he got Castellano on a quick out. And then once he got to two, the walk, I wanted to go out there and check with him and just explain the situation, what I wanted to do there. Hell of a job. You know, we've been protecting him the whole year. And now he's big boy. Time, you know, and he's our guy, so proud of him.
You've talked yesterday just about the atmosphere here. What have these last two nights, sold out crowds, huge games for you guys been like?
Yeah, incredible. Like you said, I mean, playoff atmosphere, the crowds into it, every pitch, every play, every inning, every at bat. That's what you dream of, you know. You prepare, you work hard all year, all off season to get to this position. But again, we got to continue to play well. You know, we got to get on a plane tonight and, you know, off to Atlanta now. So, but hat off, you know, to our fan base, because we felt it. So, yeah.
Mike.
Carlos, how does it feel to be at this point knowing that if you win your next series, you're in?
I don't want to get too far ahead. You know, we have to enjoy the fact that we won this series against a really good team. Enjoy the day tomorrow, and then we'll be ready. You know, we'll be ready. But I don't want to get too far ahead. You know, we got to continue to take care of business, one game at a time mentality, and do whatever we need to do to get the job done. And that's what we'll do, you know. Be ready for Tuesday's game, and then see what happens.
How much do you sense guys have had this Atlanta series, you know, circled just, you know, in the second half of the year, knowing that it could come down to this?
No, I don't think, you know, because we've been just the task at hand, you know, like today's game, this series. And it's been like that, that mentality, that approach 2 or 3 months ago. You know, I remember going to the West Coast and people talking about the road trip and the West Coast and this and the tough of the scale. Like, you know, so we got to go to Atlanta and we got to play well.
Was your mound visit with Edwin Diaz one of those where you wanted to look in his eyes and kind of see what he wanted to do there? Or did you just want to?
Yeah. So not only that, I just wanted to make sure that he was feeling good, you know, because I was pushing him. He got four out for us yesterday and then, you know, six out today. That's not easy. But I also wanted to explain the situation first and third. I knew they were going to take off the lefty of, you know, like how I wanted Pete to hold the runner and play the batter. So there was a lot of things there strategy-wise that I wanted the boys to be on the same page. So
also with Tyler McGill, was that just you not wanting him to see that lineup to see him again for a third time?
Yeah, 82 pitches through four. You know, he made pitches, limited damage, bases loaded in that first inning. And with the off day tomorrow, I knew going in that I was going to be aggressive. So with the top of the lineup, their best hitter again, I felt like Maton was the right matchup. And, you know, not only he got that inning, but, you know, we're talking about Diaz going two, Maton going two was huge, and then Budo, obviously. But, yeah, I felt like, you know, I needed to be aggressive there with McGill.
Peter?
Second day in a row that Nimmo had a huge hit. Just what can you say about him stepping up this series?
Yeah, he's a really good player, and he's been grinding, and he's been hard for him, especially in this second half after, you know, the way he finished the first half. But he never's going to stop working, and he's one of our leaders, you know. And with Lindor down, guys will continue to step up, and today was Nimmo, and he's been doing it, like you said. He's having some good at-bats, and what a big moment for him today and for all of us.
Andy, left.
You think the off day will be enough for Diaz to recover from these two outings, or we have to figure out if you have him on Tuesday?
Yeah, I will have to wait and see what we got, because, again, four outs yesterday, 17 pitches, but then six outs, two ups today, 20-some pitches. You know, we'll see. I'm pretty sure he's going to tell me, yeah, but we'll put him through, you know, all the testing and all that, that, you know, our performance science group always do, and, you know, we'll make a decision then.
Ron? You said it was a big boy time for him. As you envisioned the plan for him last winter, was that something you saw to get him to the point where he'd be able to do six outs in September? Was it something you saw the last few weeks that you saw he was at that point?
Not necessarily. You know, you look back and, yes, you protect him the whole year. You know, early on, you stay away from back-to-backs, three out of four, or because of situations like this. So when we do need them, they're going to be ready to go. He's coming off a major injury, you know, missed a whole year, struggled at the beginning, had a rough and a tough month of May, but he's an elite closer. He's one of the best in the game. And with the way he's been throwing the baseball the past 2 months, even when there was two games during the West Coast trip that they got him, you know, for walk-off, he was able to bounce back. And what we've seen lately with him is just 2022 form, you know. And here we are. We're needing everything out of everybody, and he's one of them, and he's giving it to us.
Anthony?
Carlos, two things. Do you have a rotation for the Atlanta series that you can tell us?
Yeah. We're going to go Sevy, Peterson, Manaea.
And how did Lindor go through his...
Fine. Yeah. Nothing new. Did it all the baseball activities, and we just got to wait and see how he feels tomorrow and then going into Tuesday.
Andrew?
I know you said you don't expect this to be the last time you guys are at home, but what did you make of the reception that the fans gave to Pete Alonso?
Yeah, pretty incredible. You know, and that's what it's all about. That's what makes this city such a special city, you know, because in our fan base, you know, the Mets fans, you know, I got goosebumps when that happened. And for Pete to recognize the crowd and just every at bat, and then not only with Pete, but every pitch, man, like, and they've been right there with us. And I keep saying it, we feed off that, you know, like, they're the best fans, you know, the whole year, even at the beginning when it was hard, you know, they're right there. So thank you to all of them. And, you know, we want to continue to play well. And I'm going to be back here in October.
Jake.
Iglesias kind of took one off the knee there late in the game. Is he all right?
Yeah, I thought it was the knee. I think it was more of the quad. So it was more muscle there. So once he pointed out where he was, I was like, I turned back and it's like, okay.
Joe.
Carlos, what does it say about a guy like Tyrone Taylor, especially after these last 10 games or so, that he's been able to answer the call?
Yeah, he's a pro, man. He's always ready. He knows his role. And even when he's not playing every day, you know, there's times where he goes 6-7 days without getting on a bat or being on the starting lineup. And then he's always ready to either go and play defense. steal a base, supporting his teammate, and then before you know it, you put him in the lineup, and he's going to give you quality at bats. And for the past, I don't know, week or so, he's been huge for us. You know, defensively making plays, the at bats today, two out single against a tough pitcher on Wheeler. You know, tough right on right, and he's a baseball player.
Tisha.
Tonight's win also denied the Phillies the chance to clinch the NL East here. Is that a little bit of icing on the cake for a division rival?
No, look, they're a really good team. They're a really good team, a really good organization. They're close. They're already in, you know. So, and I know that their next step, they're trying to win the division. But we can't worry about that, you know. We got business to take care of here. So our job was to win every game possible, win a series, which we did. And, yeah, now on to the next one.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.